relationships.
Blog Talk Radio.
Body mist and that kind of stuff that our bodies are absorbing. So go check it out.
It's www.divinebodywash.com. And if you want to become a sponsor for the show, I guess some products you want to sponsor, or yourself, or a service, become a sponsor. A sponsor fee is only $40 a month. And it's as simply as calling us up. We sit down and talk about the whole thing, and I'm guaranteeing we can actually do a real good service for you, promoting you and your service. I also do private readings, too, so if you want to give me a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835 or contact me through Skype at that's donald.reed8, all in small letters, or you can contact me through my webpage, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We have some specials going on for April. For example, for a 75-minute reading, you can get a 75-minute reading for $75. And I think, what is it? And also, our 90-minute sessions for counseling and stuff like that only go on for $75 too. So give us a call at 740-500-8863. We'll give you all the details. We also have gift certificates, and we also have blocks of time where you can get five 45-minute sessions for $100. So the month of April has a lot of specials going on, so just give us a call. We have more specials too, so just give us a call for the details at 740-500-8863. Okay, I'm trying to get back to the switchboard again. And if you also, what was I doing? And I was looking for something. Now I can't find it. Okay. If you want to contact April Angel Medium for a reading, just give her a call at 919-600-1904 or contact her through her website at aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com. And also we have Dee with us tonight too. Let me see what's up with Dee. Hello Dee, how are you?
I'm still alive. Actually, I'm not too bad. I'm still in the ozone somewhere.
You're still
you there?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm still in the ozone. Things are looking up.
That's always a good thing.
Oh, yeah, it's always a good thing. Yeah, I had a fantastic reading from someone today.
Oh, you did?
She was right in the money. She
oh,
was confirming things that I'd already been told, and she pointed out my need to forgive someone in my family, and I realized I knew exactly who it was, and yeah, I do need to forgive them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the whole mess that's been going on, I got a cousin that's involved in the whole mess, and I need to forgive him, because he's been caught between a rock and a hard place. And
oh,
I've
really?
Seen lately things that have been said that he's redeeming himself, so I figure, I'll let him back in the family. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
No, actually things are looking up. Getting new clothes is fun, and I'm just, you know, life is looking up. So that's a good thing.
Good.
So how
looking up.
How does it feel to be 51? Or did you make it to 52? I forget.
Okay, how does it feel to be 51? I would feel a whole lot better if people quit asking me that one question.
Okay. Well, how does it feel then? You don't feel any different, do you?
Well, it's just one of those things, you know, like when the first time someone said, how do you feel being a grandfather? I said, hold on for a minute. I patted myself on my chest. I'm like, don't feel any different.
Not too good.
It was just like having two more daughters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
at least you survived it. I used to have a friend that would say he could figure out, he could tell what it was going to be like for him. You know, because I was a year older, so he could always, you know, gauge what it was going to be like when he turned, like, 36 or something by me. Huh. I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been the young one anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, it's one of the
and I did learn something last night. I was watching this program on, had to do with sexual stuff. And here was this woman, she was 70 or early 70s, and she was a cougar. She liked really young men. And apparently the definition of a cougar is somebody that goes with somebody 8 years younger or so. It's like, wait a minute, I'm not a cougar. Heyman's 8 years younger than I am. I don't feel like a cougar.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's not like he's 26 or something. To me, that would be really too weird for me anyway, you know, if he was that much younger.
Mm-hmm.
My own personal preference is somebody that's a little closer to my age. Not to step on anybody's toes, because I have a friend who's my age. Well, he'll be 65 in September, and his fiance is 26.
Right.
That makes him happy, fine. As long as she's good to him, that's all I care about. Do we have a full queue tonight, or is it a slow one?
No, we have some people in the queue, and it's just like to tell everybody out there, if you want to get a couple questions answered, just give us a call here at 646-721-9031. And we're going to sit here, and once you give them out the information, they can contact you. And
okay.
Then...
Here we go.
Sit there and go, hello. Go ahead.
Okay. My phone number is 207-374-5072. My email address is spiritwentthemessenger@hotmail.com. I take donations and I take PayPal. So if you want a phone reading, I can do 60 minutes. I can do, 20 or whatever works for you. For an hour's worth of my time, a suggested donation is $60. For email reading, I suggest $20. But come to me. And whatever your budget, I'll work with you, try to get back to you within 24 to 48 hours, and we'll take it from there. And if you're interested in some jewelry, my business name is Dreamweaver Designs. And until I put anything up on my Facebook or anything, just email me at my email address I gave you, and I will see that you get some pictures so you can have an idea of what I do. I do all kinds of things, and I use all kinds of different stones, like turquoise and amethyst and Picasso jasper, moss agate, you name it, freshwater pearls, stone pendants. I don't always use pendants, but a lot of times I do stone or sterling silver. And I also use Hill Tribe silver from Thailand, which is handmade. Absolutely beautiful stuff, beads and charms and pendants. So just give me, Joe, just contact me and we'll see what you're interested in, what length you'd like, that sort of thing. And if you're interested in some chakra jewelry, we can work something out with that, because I'm going to be getting into doing that. So contact me and we'll see what we can do for each other.
Okay, good. It says April's here too. Too, April, aren't you here?
Yeah, but it's really loud where I am.
She was having a smoothie break.
It's okay. We should take it out, you know.
Mm.
I don't hear anything now, so it sounds like it's pretty good. But we do ask. Oh, April, I wanted to sit here because I remembered your number and I remember your website, but I didn't remember your Skype number.
My Skype is ultraviolet007.
Thank you. You're so straight to the point. You're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I just want to make sure everybody knows that you knows your information. Like, they can contact you at your phone number, which is 919-600-1904. And your website is aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com. I want to make sure they can actually get a hold of you, because I think they would be really impressed. And plus, April does spells as well. What kind of spells do you also do?
Passing test, beauty, glamour, peace and harmony with family, love and money.
Yeah.
Money.
The money ones usually get bank account errors, strangers on the street giving you money. And,
I like the sound of that.
That's always a good one. Yeah, that's always a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you guys go.
Yeah, after my angel card, say financial flow or the fairy, whatever. help.
Yeah, so also contact April Angel Medium, who's actually Angel Love on Aranum.com. And also she's on Keen, too, so give her a call. Gives you a different format to go through, depending on what your schedule and what your financial situation is. You can reach her on all those kind of levels. I also work with Random and Keen, too, so give us a call. We'd love to sit down and talk and work with you. But we'd like to work with you personally, so give us a call through our websites, and I guarantee you it'll be one of the best readings you ever had. And so think about that. Get the answers, good experience. It's fun. That's what we're going to be all about. We focus entirely on our clients, their best interests, and try to give them anything and everything they can to make their lives a whole lot better and positive. So let's go to the queue and just start taking some calls. I'm going to... All right, and let's go to area code 740. Welcome to the show, and how are you? And so hello to D and April. What's your name?
Hello.
Yes,
hi there.
Hello, how are you?
Am I talking?
Yes, you are.
Oh, are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Hello.
Dad, it's me.
Dad, it's me. That's a strange name for a person, but okay.
It's Missy.
Missy. Yes, I know, Missy. It's you. I was trying to look at it. I was looking at the number going.
He's yanking your chain again.
So, Missy, how can we help you tonight?
Well, you told me that I should call your number sometime and get on your radio show.
Well, you're on a radio show now, so you can actually call and you can actually ask us a couple questions. We've got a couple people here. April, say hello to Missy. This is my daughter.
Missy, like as in Melissa?
Yes,
right.
Melissa.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, we've got, hello. Yes, okay, this is my daughter. Missy, this is my, April's my girlfriend.
Oh, hello, girlfriend.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I see you guys are all excited, aren't you?
Well, I didn't know, so you kind of sprung it on me, I guess.
Well, I can see the fireworks now. Sparklers and...
What? Okay. All I asked for is if you would befriend her on Facebook.
I don't even have you on Facebook.
Okay. That's great. Well, you should be putting me on Facebook. That's funny. I have you on Facebook because I see Jordan. Not George. What's his, I can't remember his name now? Your husband. What's his name?
Jorge.
Jorge.
Yeah, I know he's got you on Facebook.
Yeah. So is there anything you'd like to discuss or talk to or just the idea of calling in and say, hello, how you doing? And
yeah, I want to say hello. I want to say hello and ask a question, I guess, since I'm on here. Why not?
Well, go ahead.
Tell me about this whole Emma thing, my whole case that I'm going through with Emma. Am I going to win? Am I going to lose? Like, what should I expect?
Well, the people you're going up against are really too arrogant. That I think, okay, when I start to look at those two people, I just see these two people that are trying to do something just because they feel like they can, not because the best interest of anybody.
Yeah, that's what everybody's been telling me.
It's just a control issue, you know, like, okay, we can do this and you can't. And they think this is the best interest for the kid. And I keep thinking that it's actually the worst interest of the child because the child really wants to be with you. I've seen
it. It's like a lot of power trips.
It is a power trip. They're psycho.
No, I feel like powerful people came to mind. They think they're above everybody else.
You don't know the half
right.
of it.
Yeah, they've got, they're high and mighty, holier than thou. Look down their nose at everybody. Think they know better than everybody else, and they think that money talks.
That's actually true, actually.
Yeah. So they're in for
the way. They own a funeral home, and they own a limo service. So they think they have, like, you know, all this and that, and they can just do whatever they want. And they think that just because I'm in college and I work, but I don't make as much as they do, that I'm not good enough.
Oh, that's bullshit. Plain English.
That's
okay.
What I said.
Yeah. Might as well call it like you see it. They're full of it.
Well, you know what? Even when I did, like, when I didn't work and I was a full-time student, they said that I wasn't good enough because I wasn't working. But now that I'm working, they're like, well, you don't have time for it. It's like, you can't win with these people.
Nah, well, they'll get theirs. They don't
right.
realize that they've got a rude awakening coming to them.
That's what my grandma said.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
That's what my grandma said, but I believe that because, I don't know, you can't treat people like shit forever.
No, because eventually you slip it and fall on it.
Right.
And they
they're
will.
They're, like, completely trying to, like, keep her away from me, period. Like, me not see her at all or have a relationship with her.
Mm.
Bad. Very bad.
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're treating you, well, they're treating, plain English, they're treating you like shit, and that's not right.
Right. I know, they like treating me worse than their own son, and their son is just as crazy as they are. Like, the stupid things he's done, and he's, like, abusive and everything. Right.
The only stable influence is you.
Right. And my husband. He's a really good guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he is.
And they know that, and they're jealous.
Yeah. I guess it's about time you found somebody supportive, huh?
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. I've sat here and talked to him a couple times, too, and it seems like he tries to understand everybody's side of everything. I think he's getting a little stressed out, too, with the situation and being pulled in, you know, many directions like you are.
Yeah.
Everybody
oh, yeah,
needs
sure.
a break.
Mhm.
Yeah, because see, sometimes grandma's she has her point of view and she's very opinionated about the situation, but she also has a tendency to pull you and she's like she's pulling you sometimes too because she's got her point of view. Right, Missy?
Right.
So you feel like you're being pulled in like 2-3 different directions, and I don't think grandma actually understands that, but that she does the same kind of pulling that. Your ex-husband's family does, too, so she needs to relax and let you make the decisions because you're the adult. You know what you're doing, and you're doing a good job.
Right.
You do believe that, don't you?
Well, yeah, of course I believe that. That's how I'm, like, staying so strong because I know that what I'm doing is right.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, Grandma has a tendency to emphasize too much on she's like she's the most negative, positive person I've met in my life.
Oh, good. All right, oh, that kind of person. Life is supposed to be hard and difficult, but that's okay.
Well, she's got that point of view. She preaches it, but she can think of the worst case scenario, which can drag
oh.
you crazy.
No, you don't need
yeah,
the worst case scenario.
Like
you
What's
need to
like,
be
think positive.
Positive.
Think positive, but then she says the most negative things.
Yep.
Hmm.
And she's happy that way.
I can
Boy.
See that.
But you got to stay focused, keep positive, and not, you know, not let everything get to you. Don't, you know, just don't make it. Because I'm speaking from my own experience, you know, what I'm going through, which is different, but don't constantly focus on it so that it becomes something that you know, it's like the overwhelming, and that's all there is, because it'll just drive you nuts. Mm-hmm. Be positive, be focused, but don't let it rule you.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
Well, I will stay strong, and I will let you guys go so I can go to bed.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The thing you asked the most was the idea of winning this situation. Yeah, you win.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing I get the most is the idea of winning this whole thing. So everybody else is walking into it blindly. They don't see the idea. What's going to happen is the truth. And
right.
Yeah, so it's going to be fine.
See, I already know I'm going to win. I just wanted to hear it from you, too.
Yeah. Sometimes we just we know these things, but we need a little affirmation, somebody just to say, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine.
If you don't, you can call me anytime. Or, you know.
Hello. I just got off of work and I came home and Jorge's like, I'm listening to your dad's radio show. And I'm like, really? And I look on there, I see the number. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to call it real quick.
Well, thanks. But don't forget to call when you have a problem, stressed out too. I'll listen, you know that.
I know.
So, I'll tell the kids I said hello, tell Paige, and give me a call. I hope you guys get that Skype thing squared away. Just, I got to actually talk to him face to face.
I'll get it fixed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I love you, and I'll add you on Facebook.
All right. Thanks. All right. I love you, too.
I love you. Bye.
Bye. That was kind of funny, too, because someone said we was going to have a family show tonight.
You just did.
Sometimes like, people are kind of surprised me with the stuff they come up with, too.
The family reunion.
Yeah, she's been having trouble with her Skype. She's been not downloading so I could actually talk to her and the kids face-to-face. And then it's kind of funny, her husband was the one that suggested her call the show, so give him a call and listen. I'm like, I like that guy. If you would have seen her ex-husband, we always want to shoot him. But
oh, well.
It's okay.
Yeah, the moving target, the pot shots.
Yep. We do have we have more callers to go to, so let's go and check it out. Let's go to, if we can, area code 804. Welcome to the show. How are you? Say hello, everybody.
Fine.
Hi there.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. I just had a question. I wanted to find out about me and a job, and also my grandfather. I wanted to try to get some information about my grandfather, and I guess I kind of reached a dead end, and I kind of need some help with that. And I want to know if you see money coming my way anytime soon.
Hmm.
Okay, go over the first situation. Just a little bit. I was having a little bit of trouble for a minute. I heard the play about the last part was about relationships, wasn't it?
No. The first one was about job. The second one was about my grandfather. Any information about him? And the second one was money. Do you see money coming my way?
Oh, okay. I do see money coming your way. I'm just not really sure about the avenue. And you're talking about work.
A job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was sort of focusing on your job. Like, I'm getting chaos. And chaos and irritation. Like, something irritating the heck out of you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about an upcoming job. Do you see anything like that?
The way it comes to me, I keep seeing you leaving in August.
Okay.
It's almost like it's one of those things where you wish it was earlier, like June, or even tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You know, the thing came to me very strongly is August, and it's almost like the idea of the situation falling in place the way it does. It seems like it's like August is better for you anyway, because it's a good transition to go from one to the other. If you jump too quickly, you miss a good opportunity. Well, I should say a great opportunity, because I feel like you have a tendency to really, when you do attract and you do get things that you want, you always seem to attract pretty good scenarios. I just see a great one coming up in August.
Okay.
And then your grandfather. You're talking about grandfather and the situation with that. Is your grandfather passed over, right?
Yes.
Okay, the one thing I keep picking up with him is the idea of chewing tobacco.
I have no idea. I never met him. He was dead when I was born.
He was dead when you were born. Well,
yes.
He was gone before you were born, right?
Oh, yeah, he was gone before I was born. Sorry.
I was like, I had this bad picture in my mind that you were born, he died. I was like, no, it didn't happen that way. I hope not. And it was just one way. It was just the way you worded it. So I wasn't having fun about that. It was just, he was dead when I was born. I was like, that didn't sound right. But I keep getting this really strong thing with your grandfather, bib overhauls, bandana, and tobacco, chewing tobacco. God, I wish you knew something about him so I could actually get a confirmation on that one. That's incredible, because I could smell it. See, my grandfather used to chew tobacco, and I've been around it in several senses of the word, too, and I smell that. I know the smell, so I was like, interesting. And the idea of money coming to you, you got a lot coming to you.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
I was just wondering how soon is it coming?
Well, shoot, that's almost like you get the strong impression that you felt like you should have already had something or something should have already come through.
Right.
I still keep getting another situation where I keep getting tobacco. But I keep getting August. I keep getting August with the little things going on, that kind of thing. So I don't know what that. I keep getting a with him too. Like he was just kind of opinionated man who has a tendency to tell people to hit the road when he's kind of like done with them. It's not a bad thing. It's just he has a tendency to speak his mind.
That sounds familiar.
Huh?
I said, yeah, that sounds familiar from what I'm told.
Yeah. He was also a very intuitive man, too. He knew a lot of things and stuff like that, kind of like made people think. So, but yeah, I keep getting, you should, the way it comes to me is the idea of hearing really positive word about the situation, and I keep getting August.
Okay,
anybody else have any words they want to throw in there? It seems like, I would say the same, okay. First of all, tell me what your first name is again.
Sandy. Sandra.
Sandy. Okay, Sandra. The thing I keep picking the most, too, is the idea of something where you feel like money's hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
You get some good opportunities, but it seems like there's always that one little smirk about the situation that kind of drives you crazy because it becomes like a difficulty or sometimes with not a lot of drama, but there seems like there's a drama, especially when it comes to the workplace.
Yeah.
People
True.
Always want to be in your business.
True.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sort of looking at this thing going, interesting. They're almost like suggesting that the idea of focusing on the new job, but also focusing on what kind of people you really want to work with, focus on the position, focus on the definition of what that means to you, not what everybody wants to tell you. Because it's like the idea of money, you think you have to do certain things for money. And I would get there and sit there and look at a situation of like bending down on your knee, picking up money like in a past life that you were like a servant. That drives you crazy. Like there are certain traits that come with you where you feel like you have to do certain things in order to actually have the things that you want. And they're just like saying, let that go in favor of what you want and realize you do deserve exactly what you see yourself having. That's the word.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
So, because that's the one thing I see a lot of people do. They go out and work and that kind of stuff, but they still think they have to be beneath in order to be humble. And humble is good, but it's not a necessity. As in, humble means you could be rich as all get out. And humble means to understand and appreciate how you got there and also appreciate what you got. And I feel like you're a very appreciative person of everything you do have.
Yeah.
But I do feel like the people at work need to be also, you seem like, how would we put this? It's like the idea of finding, it's like finding good affirmations for boundaries. People do not sit there and seem to respect your boundaries.
Mm-hmm. True.
There's a lot of things you need to, it's like trying to learn things now, so therefore when you go to a new job, certain things don't follow you and become a problem again. And it's the ideal, they say, well, stop focusing on the problem so much and realize that solutions come a whole lot easier as long as you give yourself, you know, the energy and the time to actually focus on the solutions. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like I always say, we don't have to problem this. We don't need to focus on it. We just need to sit there and forget it exists. Because you have some things going on. Like some of these people around you are like some of your insecurities. And they've manifested as people who keep invading your space. So they're saying just take a notice of the people around you and see if some of the traits have something to do with some of the fears within yourself. And you might actually find out by focusing and concentrating on your fears and letting them go, you'll start finding these people not affecting you and bothering you.
Okay.
You do deserve to be happy, and you deserve what you need, what you would. I just feel the idea of wants and desires being really fulfilled here soon, and I feel like the idea of a new job is definitely in August. What do you think, Dee?
Okay. Now, and do you see money coming before August?
No, money comes about the same time as right in August, too.
Okay. And I have a case that's, I'm looking at a legal case. What do you see as far as that is concerned? Am I going to be vindicated? Am I going to be vindicated?
Well, the impression I get is yes, you will.
Okay. And will I eventually get any information on my granddaddy, or where can I go to get it? More information about him.
Have you tried any of the sites like Ancestry.com?
Yeah, that's the one that I'm on, and I'm on other sites.
I know there's a Mormon site out there.
Yes.
But I've forgotten the name of it.
Yeah, I've been on that one. It's just that I'm just at a dead end, and I don't know where to go, what state to go to find out more information on him, because like I said, he was dead by the time I was born.
Nice.
And I just need some help on if it's a name or something. I need some help as to where should I go, what direction should I go in to find more information about him.
Hmm.
And is he telling me a person I could go to? If you can speak to him.
That's a good question.
I'm thinking about meditation and asking for some guidance. My first thought. I was thinking, and I was trying to quite formulate it, about sometimes people put postings in different places asking for information on people.
Okay.
But I'm not exactly sure where, I've never done it myself, but I know there has to different places you can post and say you're looking for information on. So it's like give what little information you have.
I'm aware of that one. A bulletin where you post it. Okay.
Right. I was
just hoping that if there was a different name he was going under, that you all could give me the name.
Does the name George mean anything to you?
No.
That was a name that came into my head. I throw it out there for whatever it's worth.
Okay.
Well, here's another one for you. I mean, my brain's maybe going off on a tangent here. Who knows? I can't do that. But anybody named Arnold?
Arnold? Like
Arnold,
yeah.
Yeah, like A-R-N-O-L-D and not as in Arnold Ziffel the pig either from TV, but, you know.
No. Arnold hasn't came up on anywhere on Ancestry for under his name or a relative of his.
The word black sheep came to mind, so somewhere in there might be some black sheep in the family.
He may have the shit because he was a womanizer.
Ah. Mhm.
Was he off? Do you know if he was in the military?
No. Only thing I know is they had to register. I found a registration card where everybody had to register back in the day. But no, not that I know of.
See, the one thing I was getting too was the idea of banking.
Banking?
Mm-hmm. Banks that usually carry records for a very long time. And I get the impression of actually contacting someone like the family would know where he used to do his banking.
Okay.
I'm just saying that came across very quickly. I'll send her focus on it, go, okay, she's done all the things that most people do, and it's kind of surprising they haven't found anything else. But I kind of getting bank, and I keep getting record, and I keep thinking there's something else with the whole situation too, where they feel like there's something within a bank. It might actually be something he's got in the bank too as well. Because I was seeing an old bank, very old bank. I was seeing what they call those things, the deposit boxes.
Safety deposit box.
Yeah, I keep saying that they were brass.
Okay. Interesting.
I just want to say, to me, it comes off as a local bank, still there. It might look more modern on the outside, but still have the original safe inside. I'm not sure if they actually use it, but it's there.
Okay.
Because I was getting flashes, like when I was in Chillicothe. In Chillicothe, someone has actually taken a bank and turned it into a nightclub, and they still use. You have to walk through the vault door to get into the dining area.
Okay.
Mhm. So that's what I kept getting with the situation where it might be a little bit different, but still exists.
I get savings and loan.
Oh, okay. Okay, I would check that.
I don't know why this came into my head. It could mean nothing or it could be just, but Transcontinental Railway. Stocks, bonds, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, something like a national trust.
Okay. Do you see any particular city in the United States where he might have lived?
In a city?
I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't hear you.
No, I was trying to focus on one real quickly. Hold on.
Okay.
Where are you at?
I'm in Virginia.
Virginia. D, are you there?
Sandy, I'm here. Oh.
No, we lost D, not Sandra. We lost D. I was like, okay, she's gone. Shucks. Let's see, I'm always just a short show. I feel like you might have spent some time in Arizona. When it comes to me, it's Arizona, Flagstaff.
There's owner who?
Arizona, Flagstaff. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that's really right now, that's all I get.
Okay. And my last question is, I have a cat that's missing. Is my cat coming back home? Where's my cat? I just don't know if he's dead or alive. And even if you could tell me if the cat's dead, he's been gone for a while.
How long has it been going?
Almost 3 months now.
Hmm.
And then I had one that was going for probably about a month ago.
Okay. Well, the one you talked about before, I feel like it's not good news.
Okay.
Because you asked if the cat's going back, I got no. And then when you asked the other question, if the cat had actually expired, I hate to say expired because it's like ran out of time. But I kept getting the impression that he has passed on.
Okay. Can you see how many I have that's passed on? Because I'm missing three.
Can I see how many cats you've had pass on?
Yeah, out of the three that I'm missing.
I get two.
Two that have passed?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And is that one going to come back?
So the one you're talking about, the last one, that cat's actually younger, right?
Yes.
That one I feel like coming back.
That one is coming back?
I get the impression that one coming back. I keep getting like 3 weeks.
Okay.
Like it's just whacked.
Okay, and you feel like the other two are dead.
Yeah, I feel like that one you're talking about is very hyper cat.
Yeah, Tigger was very hyper, the baby.
And she has a tendency to get almost like she doesn't have any patience.
No, he kind of likes to jump around, be all over the place, all over me, chase me down. He was kind of hyped up, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I still like the. I feel like he's gonna come back, but I also feel like he's a cat. I also feel like he's attached to a she cat.
I don't know. Unless I couldn't tell. I did look. I thought it was a boy, but he was little at the time, so I could have got that mixed up. So I can't say for a fact that it wasn't
right.
A boy.
That's okay. No, I'm just saying. I'm just. It's one of those things back for. It's either that he's a he cat and he's actually with a she cat and very connected. I've seen cats really have that little nurturing kind of thing when they're with their females.
Mm-hmm.
Where he actually seems a whole lot calmer.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing I get. I just feel like he's with somebody.
Okay. Okay, well, hopefully he'll come back home.
I feel like we'll be back before June.
Okay. Do you think my neighbor did something to my first cat that disappeared? A black and white cat?
What's that?
Do you think my neighbor, the guy next door, did something to my cat? The first one that left, that was black and white. The first one that's missing. Or you think my cat went off on its own?
No, I don't get that either.
Oh, okay. It's just at the time that he was missing, three other cats in the neighborhood were missing. And we called the animal shelter. The animal shelter said, no, they had not been in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So we called the county. It was just odd that my neighbor's cat was missing, my cat was missing, and another cat in the neighborhood was missing at the same time.
Oh. No, I was sitting going on the whole thing. I couldn't get to know. He didn't have nothing to do with it.
Okay. Okay.
He doesn't feel like one of the nicest people in the world either. Like he would, you know. If he did see the cat, I don't really feel like he would tell you.
Okay.
It's like hope the cat would just keep going.
Okay.
I don't know if he has a bad attitude toward cats or what.
Yeah.
I don't see it as it being any good. Seems to be a little bit on the dorky side.
He seems to be living on the what?
your neighbor. I think I keep getting the impression he's a little bit dorky.
Yeah, he's strange.
He's strange.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, D's still here. D, can D pop back in?
Yeah, I popped back in. All of a sudden, I was talking to myself.
Oh, okay.
And then suddenly, I had no, there was nobody there.
Oh, we
got disconnected.
Still
yeah, you were still there, but I was disconnected.
Wow. Well, Dee, do you have anything you want to add about my cat?
Well, no, I agree with Dottie. I don't think anybody, your neighbor, did anything. I think you're right, your neighbor. Your neighbor is like one taco short of a combo plate.
Yes.
Little peculiar there, but no, I don't think he did anything. Definitely not. He's just kind of an oddball.
Okay.
That's left alone. What?
Yeah, that's what I would say. I was just like the situation. I see the young cat coming back, so.
Absolutely possible.
Yeah,
he'll show up.
Have a little bit of fun.
Yeah. Sowing some wild oats.
Yeah, I see him coming back, so.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'll be looking forward to that new job in August and money coming in August.
Yeah, it's going to make it all comes in at one time, so.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be sporadically throughout August, so keep your hands open and willing to just keep it open to receive, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Call back and tell us how things go, too.
Okay,
yeah.
I will.
Have a good
right.
night.
All right, good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Captain. Let's see here. Let's go. I'm going to go on to the next caller. It's area code 901. How are you? Did you want to get on the show and talk and ask a couple questions? Area code 901. Did you want to go on the air? Okay. Well, let's go on to another caller. Hello. Okay, here we go. Area code 818. It's Susan.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
How are you? Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Well, interesting conversation I've been listening to. Can you feel my energy?
Always.
Always, okay.
You're very intense.
I'm very intense, yes.
I want to say you're bouncy tonight.
I'm bouncy? Oh, well,
yeah.
Gosh, if you can see through the phone, yes!
Like a red rubber ball.
Oh, well, well, I don't
no,
know.
That's a song from the 60s and 70s of the Red Rubber Ball.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm dating myself. I'm a baby boomer.
Well, okay. I thought you could see through the phone for a minute that I'm wearing a robe, so that's okay. Too much information, huh? and you said bouncy.
Oh, that doesn't shock me.
I got Donald there. He's already thinking about, oh, my goodness, okay, so what? All right. Basically,
we don't want to know what Donald's thinking at this point.
I know he's a visual person like me, so there we go. I've been going through different things with my son, and it's good and bad. One is good that he's not in denial anymore about his past. So that's good. The thing is that it's bringing up my memories, which is not so good. Because I had, I was talking to someone earlier, and in the shower, it's like all the words, just the word came out of saying the opposite of fear is love. The opposite of trust is not trust. Back and forth, back and forth. And before I knew it, I had all these visions of my ex-husband. And I thought I would never have them again.
Oh.
Hate that. So.
Yeah, I can understand that one.
Huh? Have you had this before? The vision, you know, like you can't, your memory, I guess you can't get rid of it, huh? It comes back sometimes and haunts you.
I'm just thinking about the fact that I don't even, remembering my ex is not exactly, oh, isn't this joyful?
Oh, always joyful?
No, it's not joyful. So I know where you're coming from.
Oh, I thought you said joyful. I was thinking, how fortunate for you. Oh, okay.
No, I was saying, no, it's not joyful.
Yeah. So, and all my insecurities come up. And
Jillian.
You know what brings it up? That I'm close to this person in my life. Isn't that crazy? That the closer I get, the more fearful I get of feeling silly things like, well, I guess, I don't know, could it be the last relationship where if you felt abandonment, loss of trust, and anxiety and fear, and, you know, someone said to me today, it is what it is. In other words, accept in life, it is what it is. Don't try to make it what you want it to be. So then I'm saying to myself,
yeah.
Well, wait a minute, what do I know what it is? What it is?
Mm-hmm.
How do we even know that, what it is, what it is? Isn't that confusing?
I think I just got lost.
Well, I overanalyze things. In other words,
don't do that.
I know. That's why I'm in the way I am. Because
I think it's a case of you feel what you feel. It's there. Just release it.
Just release it. Uh-huh. It's
not doing you any good to hold on to it.
Yeah.
Because the more you hold on to it, it gets more of a grip on you, and the more you allow the fear to eat at you, the less, and I will use the word this time, joyful you're going to be, the less, I can relate to you, you're going to be so stressed out, you're going to, you know, and that's so unhealthy.
It is. And so I was upset with myself to feel this way. And the reason I felt this way is because I felt like he's leaving. But he's not going to be leaving. And so when I didn't want to confront him to say, so I just told him that. And every time I share something with him, I go, oh, I shouldn't have said it. I should have kept it to myself. And, you know, and he takes it a different way. He doesn't take it badly. And it's so confusing to me for this person to be the way he is.
Because it's something you're so not used to it.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And when you're not used, you're not used to it, so it comes up and smacks you, and it's like, whoa. And
I feel uncomfortable with it.
You feel uncomfortable, and I'll bet you also feel, I don't deserve this. I'm not worthy of this, but you are.
I don't say those words, but I feel that, why am I so selfish to feel this way? And, you know, he's a good person, and why do I feel this way when, you know, that I'm selfish to feel that I want more. If I live in the moment, I'm a very happy person. It's just like I get uneasy when I think of the future or what people think, and or I think of the past. Then I get all crazy like this. So I know.
I'm going to put it to you this way,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be right up front and blunt. Screw what other people think.
I know.
It doesn't matter what they think. You know the kind of person you are.
Yes.
You know, it's not about what other people think, because they don't know. And so what?
I know. It's family. And you want to, and I know, and see, this one woman said to me yesterday, and it really scared me, but I know she's not truthful. She said to me that my father doesn't love me, and, you know, this person's not good for me, and all these things. And then after I got off the phone, and then she says children are born in this world so that they pick people, so they learn things from, and even they pick abuse and hurtful things so that the other person will learn from these children, and they learn from each other. And I know that's, I don't believe that philosophy. So after I got off the phone, I said to myself, listen, if you don't believe this part, if you don't believe that part, you don't believe this part, then don't worry about this person. That she's not, so it's, you understand what I'm saying? One little doubt could get bigger and bigger.
But, you know, you have your beliefs. She has hers.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, which one, I mean, I'll say it this way. What she has to say is always, it seems like she's just the most negative person. And you need to just say, okay, do you feel the way you feel? And just let her go.
Yeah, that's what I need
because
to do. Thank
because
you.
She brings you, she drags you down.
Yeah, I just...
And you
I
don't
just,
need that. You don't need negative people.
You're right. And you know what? I don't need negative people. You are so right. It's not family. It's a helpline. And so the thing is, when I heard her saying these things and I didn't feel comfortable, I should have not have said anything on the phone. But
she thought a helpline?
Yeah, it's one of these talk shows yesterday. And I should have done it.
Okay.
And I said to myself, I shouldn't do it. And I did it again. And because I felt uneasy. Or I was, you know, about my situation with my son. I wanted the person to say, your son's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. And she brought all my fears. And so I'm going to ask you a question. Do sometimes people can pick up fears and just make it bigger to another?
I think so.
Uh-huh. I had a feeling.
I've forgotten who it was. It could have been Roosevelt that said it, or Truman or somebody that said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we can ourselves make our fears, we can make something bigger than it is. Somebody once told me, I think it was the realization or the actualization is often less than the anticipation.
Oh, anticipation is the worst thing for me.
Yeah. We can hype ourselves up to where we're practically, you know, quaking in our boots and shitting bricks because we're so scared, and then, oh, that was nothing.
Well, getting a shot or a needle, uh-huh, blood work, yep, something like that. Yeah,
that's
cool.
Always fun.
Yeah. So it's all our mind. Where minds play games with you. And the thing is that I believe sometimes people who have psychic power or certain power or whatever they do, that they're the right ones and they know more than I do. And I now realize, wait a minute, you don't have to do this anymore. You've got awareness. You've got intuition. You listen to your heart. What does your heart say about that person? She doesn't know you. She doesn't know him. She's just saying what she thinks she's saying. And maybe she's picking up my uneasiness, and that's what she's picking up. Who knows?
You go with what resonates with you.
Thank you. I needed to hear the reassurance.
Because we don't know everything. I don't know everything. I am not one of those people that runs around saying, I'm 100% accurate all the time, or I'm better than everybody else, because I know that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of good, strong mediums out there. I'm not the only one in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I'm better than anybody else. And somebody once told me, and I pass this on all the time, she's a good friend of mine. She's also a medium. And her thing is, always go with your first impression, never your second or your third, and never second-guess yourself.
Uh-huh. Yes. You are very good at you read my mind, because in my life there's no yeses or nos. I mean, there's no maybes. There's only a yes or a no. When I have a maybe, that's what makes me nuts, a maybe.
Well, sometimes there are maybes in life, but...
Not with relationships.
Not
with relationships. Either you like it or you... And yes.
Yeah, it's either good for you or it's not. And you know...
Yeah, I do
know. You
know
whether somebody, sometimes we can all be fooled and think, oh, this person is really right for us, and for a while maybe they are. And then suddenly something happens, you realize, I made a mistake again. So what? You pick yourself up and you go on.
That's right. And the thing, I guess my biggest fear is to be fooled again. And because I was so devastated from it, it's that I, and it was me. I mean, how could I have been fooled? And so that's it. I said, and I had a bad reaction from it. I didn't handle it well. So
we all go through it. We all make the mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I had the one bad marriage, divorce, and didn't seem to get it right for a long time.
Oh, you mean after that other relationship?
After my divorce, yeah, I wasn't gonna get. No, I've been engaged 3 times since my marriage ended 26 years ago.
Really?
And almost the 4th time, and I don't know, you know, you go through it.
So you couldn't see it. You got too close. You couldn't see how the person was acting.
When I first got married, there were signs.
No, afterwards. There were signs.
Oh, there were signs, but I didn't see them because of the way I grew up. I mean, I was born in 1948, so what do I know? the things that were happening. This was the early 70s, and I didn't see what was going to happen, and wound up in a marriage that was really strange and abusive, and oh well, now my ex has had a sex change, so hey, well, you know.
Wow.
You live and you learn.
Yeah, I wonder
and
about why.
Well.
But the thing is, what threw me the second time around is that I got fooled by the second time the person, and I wanted him to believe that he was everything that he wasn't, and it was like, what? I couldn't. That was the biggest one. That was because
yeah.
I finally trusted this individual, and that night when I lost the sense of trust and abandonment and fear and anxiety all that one evening, and it was a drug, but I didn't know the drug till later, I said to myself, wow, how could that happen again? But I went back. I had to go back because I thought he had the answers. Wouldn't you think a person wouldn't go back?
Well, you know, we never know what's going to happen or how we're going to react. When we start out in life, we come into this world and we don't remember what we contracted to come into this world to do. If we did, most of us would go, I'm not coming out.
But
we do anyway, and we go through it. And they always say, what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger, and I guess that's true.
Uh-huh.
We do get stronger and we get wiser.
Yeah, we do. I guess one of these days I'll just feel I can believe in, I really will believe in myself, and I won't doubt myself. I won't second guess. And when
right.
I reach that point, I'll go, hallelujah, I arrived.
Oh.
Holy gates.
I understand you completely.
Do you really? I think it's going
to
take that long for me to realize.
Someone, yeah, I had a friend. She was a friend at one time. It was when I was married. And she used to say to me before I'd leave her house, she'd say, keep your chin up, and I'd say, I'll pick it up off the floor. That's how low my self-esteem was.
Oh, I get it now. Okay, I'm a little slow
yeah.
when it comes to humor. Okay.
It's okay. Well, you have to watch out for my sense of humor.
My family's from England, so they have a different sense of humor, so sometimes I don't always get certain humor. It's interesting.
Oh, well. Yeah.
And you know what else it is? Because now that I realize I can have some intuition, a little bit of awareness, I think that anyone else that has anything, I believe them. So why would someone lie to me if I wouldn't lie to them and tell them if I knew something? So, but now I'm realizing people do it just to say those things.
No, there are a lot of charlatans out there. They'll tell you anything. They'll tell you what they think you want to hear.
Yeah.
I've run into them. They'll do it to me. It's like, wait a minute here. I specifically said I don't want you to do that. And they'll still do it.
And you believe, and you find yourself doing it, and you believe, and then you get mad at yourself. Why did I fall for that?
Because after a while, certain things I've had plenty of people tell me about an ex-fiance, and oh, yeah, how great he was, and that, yeah, he was really telling me the truth about things, and then found out later on, yeah, right. He wasn't what I thought he was at all.
Oh, my gosh. I bond with people over what they go through. In other words, a woman came, I met her once, and then she called me up, and I started feeling sorry for her. But I thought something was odd because she kept on draining me, and she says I'm a good psychic, and whatever, you know. And I was feeling sorry for her and not realizing that she was manic, you know, until I spoke to a friend of mine. We have someone in common. And when I admitted to her, I said, listen, I'm worried about this one friend of yours. She says, I'm so glad you admitted to me that you felt this way, because I was beginning to worry about you because I knew she called you. So it's like sometimes you've got to confront people. And she says, keep away from her. Next time you just tell her that you don't have time for her. I says, no, I just avoid the phone call. But, you know, I believed her. I was beginning to doubt something she was saying about this guy. It was just got on and on and on and on. She just was wanted information what I could give to her, you know. And it's
not good.
So clever. I fell for it again. So now that I'm aware of
this. From what you said, she's a psychic vampire.
Well,
Because you said you felt drained. That drained you is a psychic vampire.
Well, really? But she was just an ordinary person, as far as I knew. So
oh,
I was,
well.
Then I really am naive. Oh, not again.
No, you're just learning. You're not. You know, you're getting there.
So you mean people could pick you up and pick you up in a crowd and pick up your energy, and later on just come back and say, oh, I'm going to go after, I know she has someone in common with me. I'm going to call her up and see what all the information she knows.
I'd say that's probably quite true.
Oh, my gosh. I have to be so careful.
She sounds like a very clever master manipulator.
Yeah, something just wasn't right about it, and I didn't get it. I was feeling so sorry for her. I thought this guy she was involved with, I was scared for her. Oh, my God, she was saying to me all the things that the other person did to me, and I, oh, my goodness, of course. You give someone too much information about yourself or a little bit what you went through, or you hear something that resonates what you went through in someone else, like a mirror image, so then you start believing what they're saying. That's it, right?
Yeah, people can be the biggest users.
Boy, oh boy. Okay, I still
don't. It's great to relate to somebody, but when you start doing what she was doing, that's bad.
So you can read into my mind what she was doing?
No, I don't. I'm one of those people that I don't scan people. I had an ex-friend who, before she ever read for me for the first time, she said that she tried to scan me. She could get all around me, but she couldn't actually get inside my head the way she wanted to, because my psychic shields were up and I had good, strong gatekeepers and whatnot, keeping her from it, which was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just have to, some people are just very clever.
Yeah.
And they
appear
manipulate others for their own
ends. They appear innocent. They appear very, very helpless.
Oh, she's not helpless. It's a little game.
Oh, wow. Well,
I never.
So glad I told that friend of mine, because she would have got, I was worried about her friend getting hurt. So it's better to admit to it that I was wrong and that I fell for something than to let it go further.
Right.
Right?
Because I'm one of those people, I will never feel sorry for anybody. I'll feel for what they're going through, but I won't feel sorry for them. Because it doesn't do them any favors. It doesn't help them. And somebody told me once, he said he felt sorry for me, and I blew up at him because I hate that. You know, this woman would love people to feel bad for her. Oh, poor me. Poor me, pardon my English, French, pardon my ass. You know, there's nothing, you know, she's just a user.
Oh, I tell you, I'm a little prejudiced, I hate to say, about men then, because my friend in my life told me some things, and I didn't want to believe him. I thought, he's a man. What does he know? He says he shouldn't be doing these things. Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess live and learn. He's right again.
We all do. We all do. We all go through it. And we do live and we learn and we grow.
Yeah. And that other girl that she's very truthful to me. You know, there are some things that she says that are, can seem hurtful, but she's so truthful. And I'll just give you, for instance, being a woman, and I'm a woman. If a person, not many women will tell you sometimes that your clothes look wrong, you got lipstick on your teeth, or something,
right,
like your bra's wrong. I mean, what person, you know, she says, you know, there's something about your bra.
Okay.
Well, it turned out it was
the
wrong size. Well, I mean, my God, I was going to a clothing store for a long time and buying the wrong size, and I'm buying size large when, this is embarrassing. It was the wrong size.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, that can happen.
Now I won't go back to that shop because I felt comfortable. So this is what I have to be careful. When I feel comfortable around somebody, they're kind, I feel bonding there, I have to watch out too, because they could be tricking you. And my friend says, listen, she's a saleswoman. And I said, you know what, I'm to be blamed. She's just trying to sell clothes. If I fall for everything she does, and now I know they're not real, you know, there was something wrong with the clothing, and I had it's my fault, not hers. She's a good salesperson, right? That's
she may be a good salesperson, but she's good at selling, but at the same time, she's not the most ethical salesperson because she knows that you're buying the wrong size, but she's making a sale, so what does she care?
That's right.
So she's not really a good salesperson. She's good at selling, but she's not. But what she's doing is not an ethical sale.
No, she's not, because her clothes
were not even original.
Her clothes were jobber clothes, and you know what? I thought something wasn't right, but I said, "Nah, no, come on." See, that's what I have to learn. Don't doubt yourself. Don't trust too many people around you. Thank you so much. You've taught me so much. I feel so much better. I feel I really do, because sometimes you need to share it. And he was right again. He didn't want to tell me at first, and then he said, "Well, now you know."
Mm-hmm.
My mom said the same thing too. Why are you wearing this junk? So,
right. You know, you've got answers inside yourself.
Yeah.
You just have to listen.
I got to listen to my own self.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Yeah, I haven't gone back to the shop since. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
She's out for making a sale, and she's good at making a sale, but she's not doing what I don't consider it ethical, because she knows perfectly well that you're not buying the right size, but she's making money.
Yep. And that she's not even selling. She's selling seconds, in other words, and she's not declaring it. And
bad.
Yeah, it is. It's different if you buy it very cheaply, but I'm buying it expensive. I buy it when it first comes in. The other people come in the shop, buy it at the end of the month, where they buy it for so little. And when my dad said the other day, "What did you buy that for, 10 cents? You know, I mean, so low. And I looked at him and go, "What?" You know.
I guess
I'm getting more awareness. This is what happened. Now that I have awareness, mm-hmm. I'm aware around all of the things around me. And that's the thing. A good awareness and bad awareness, because now that I'm aware of everything, I'm looking at stuff and I'm going, "Oh, my God, look at this. This earrings don't even match." I mean, I'm going, "Oh, but you know, all right, so what? That's only a little thing." But I guess, you know, but the thing that got me was that last relationship with that one woman. I didn't even have a relationship with her, is that I was fooled again. And I guess it may be my ego saying that, listen, it happens. Let it go. Fine. You know, it's a lesson learned again.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You learned a lesson so you can move on.
Right. Yeah. And because of it, I'm careful of my son, that he doesn't get in trouble. But everyone has to go in their own path, and you can't even tell somebody. They just have to find out for themselves, right?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you could talk to you blue in the face when you see somebody walk into the brick wall. But you know, when you know they're not going to listen, you're going to have to let them walk into the brick wall.
Yeah, I guess that's what my parents went through with me. She lived in her own world. Well, now she's learning. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's probably why.
I live in my own little world, but it's okay. They know me here.
They know you, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's just a bad joke, but...
It's safer, though. You're safe.
It's safe,
you live in your own world.
Or I live in another dimension, but have a summer home in reality.
What is reality? We're all an illusion, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Because everybody's definition of reality is different. What's my reality is probably different from Donnie's and April's and yours and everybody else's.
And the legal system?
Oh, God, the legal system.
Yeah, that's a whole other can of worms. So I'm taking
exactly.
too much time. I'm sure you have lots of people that want to come on. So if I helped anyone today, I wish you the best. All I can advise everybody is, believe in your intuition, your inner voice. If something's uneasy, uncomfortable, run away from that person and watch how they act to others. So,
exactly.
And if you doubt something, it's a reason why you're doubting it. Right?
Yep.
That's your little voice saying, "Don't get away, get off the phone with that person." So I thank you so much, and I guess I'm on the right path.
Yes, you are. If you ever want to talk again, you can always give me a call or email me.
Thank you so much, and thanks you for everyone who I took so much time with. And I feel like talking to you, I am on the right path. It's just going to take me a while to find it.
But that's okay.
And can I ask one more thing? I'm sorry. If something
sure.
is better to keep to yourself than share with another in a relationship, or is it, you know, is it good to be that open with someone?
Ah, now there's a $64,000 question.
Yeah.
Because I do believe in honesty, but sometimes, I mean, there's some things like things about your past. Sometimes they're just better left there.
Oh, he already knows that part.
Okay, well.
It's the mistakes I make like now or like the other things I do. And it's like, come on, don't you know by now not to do it? You know?
Oh, I don't think there's anything going on that's so drastic that you have to worry about whether you share it or not.
Yes.
Because my impression is that he's very understanding.
Yeah, that's what gets me. He is. And he's honest. He's more honest
nice.
Than me. It's like, oh, I'll say something and they'll go, I'll forget you told me that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And then after I say this, why did I bother saying that? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have anything to worry about. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is a good guy. He is. And I guess he's true to his word. He has showed it. So I have to let go of my insecurity. For the first time in my life, I'm in a real relationship. And I guess, as I said before, I'm uneasy about it because it feels I've never been in it before.
Yeah, it's new. You're not used to it. And it scares you.
And people around me don't know it. And so that's a secret I have to keep. Because they see him as someone like my ex, and he's not at all. So, and then he says, listen, and then I should say what you said. What their opinion matters doesn't matter. I mean, what they say doesn't...
Yeah.
What their opinion is shouldn't matter, right?
You can be like me, and you can say, I don't give a rat's ass.
Yeah, well... Their family. So
yeah, that for me is sort of an inside joke considering what's going on in my life, but still, who cares what they think? It doesn't matter what they think. It's what you think. It's what you know. And you know better than they do because they're on the outside, and they're not really seeing clearly anyway. They're seeing from their own perception.
Don't we all?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes people on the outside can see things that we can't.
Yeah.
But they're all coming from their own points of view, their own perceptions, and they're all skewed.
Yeah. At least we're communicating now. We're not keeping secrets so much anymore, except for me.
That's good.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm not really keeping the secret because they know it. They know it. They're just waiting for me to admit to it.
Uh-huh.
They know it. Because my dad will hint and he'll say, I love you. And that's when that woman said, he doesn't love me. I know he does. I love you beside of everything. In other words, I know what you're doing. You can't fool me. I still love you. I'll always
love you. Of course he loves you.
Yeah.
For her to tell you that was just the first word that comes to mind, and it really isn't the most adequate word, but ludicrous.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that woman, I don't know where she was coming from, but whap.
Yeah.
I mean, she deserves a good mental slap or something because I don't believe in hitting. I wouldn't want to hit somebody, but she really. That was just the horrible thing to say to you.
Well, I lived through that with an ex-husband who held me down every night and said that your family doesn't love you and you, you know, all these things. And so I never believed it. I never believed it. He never got into my head. I didn't believe he got into my head. I just picked myself up, exercised, and walked the dogs. But he tried to make me believe that, and he got into my kids' head and made them believe that I abandoned them. So, yeah. So,
No.
I know they love me. He says that, you know, I know that. It's just that when my dad says, I don't love you, he was just saying it because he was upset that day. But I know deep down that I am a child.
Of course you know.
A child of love. Now, my children, on the other hand, were not. They were for me, but they know about their dad.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. Everything's going to be okay. Thank you.
It is. It's going to be great.
Thank you so much. And
you're
I wish
welcome.
All the best for both of you. And you'll make it to your trip, Donnie. You'll make it.
My what?
You want to go on your trip to England, right? Or Scotland?
Yeah, England.
England. You'll make
it. He's going to England. I'm going to Ireland and Scotland.
You are? Oh, at the same time? How lovely.
No, probably not at the same time, but.
Oh.
But I'm going and I'm not coming back, so whenever that happens.
You're going to stay? You're going to stay there?
That's my plan.
Wow, with the Druids? How exciting.
With the Druids, you're right, I am part Druid.
Oh my goodness, really? I don't know why I picked that up.
Oh, because in a past life I was a Druid.
Wow. Wow, Stonehenge, how amazing.
And Scotland and Ireland feel like home to me.
Oh, the Celtic music.
No, I love Celtic music. I can listen to that and cry, get homesick.
I dance to
it. Yeah.
All right. I met this one woman. She was like a fairy. I saw a fairy,
Ooh.
A picture of a fairy, and when I saw her in person, I saw, oh, my God, she's just like the character in the storybook. And when they started playing, I got up and I was wearing high heels, the river dance, and I heard the music inside me and I had to get up and dance in the middle of the restaurant. At first I was clapping to the music and then she started playing the fiddle. I danced like I never danced and I didn't even know I was doing it. I was like in a trance. Yeah, that happened twice to me. The other time was the beat of a drum to African music. So I feel the tone, I move to the beat. So that's it, I'm a little different, but who cares?
Hey, I've always been different.
Yeah? You know what? If we were different, then we're not boring people, right? So we live
right.
life and we experience these things. So that's why these people come in our way and come to us. It's part of our experience. We don't read in books. We experience with others. That's how we learn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
We do.
Because I read in a book and I say, what? I read a whole book and I said, they didn't teach me anything. I thought something else would come out of it. And it happens all the time. I learn from hearing stories. And there is a blog I learned about business and it's fascinating. I like the way he thinks. It's Seth. Oh, can I mention, is it all right to mention a person's name?
Fine by me.
Seth Godin. He believes in business and a visual thinker. And when I was drawn to the library when I saw the purple cow. It was purple, so I had to pick it up. Little did I know that I've learned about business ethics and we're not different. We're remarkable. That's what he said. So I wanted to leave that with that note.
On that note.
I like music. So she won't shut up, will she? Okay, she's going to close.
Is that a high C?
Oh, gosh, don't get me talking about
saying.
The high C. Do you know about the high C? That's the Earth's vibration. And if someone does a lot of high C's, they can hypnotize you with high C. Oh, yeah, they can get into your brain. So be careful of the high C, everyone. Okay. Night-night.
All right.
Thank you.
Well,
bye-bye.
You.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye now. Well, let's go on to our next caller. This is the LB Air Code 314. Welcome to the show, 314. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm
Hello.
Good. What's your name?
Oni Lay.
What's your name?
Oni Lay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. How are you all this evening?
We're doing good.
I'm great.
Good. Everyone sounds well. I've been listening for a little while.
How can we help you?
Well, I'm having a pretty fantastic life right now. I wanted to know because I'm having a major change in my life. I just want to know what's on the horizon. What am I to expect in the near future with this big change?
So you have this major change. So you feel this major change coming up in your life.
Yes.
Take it away, Dee.
Major changes? Yeah, like the shift in the vortex. I'm lost here. I think I'm still back in the other one there. No, you are gonna have some really good things happening in your life this year. Are you in a relationship?
Nope.
Well, then there should be one coming along.
Yeah, I get impressed as a major change in itself too, because the idea of opening yourself up to sharing your life with somebody, and I keep getting that. I keep getting August. August seems like a major month tonight, and I keep getting that one being very significant to you too as well. Because the idea that when we talk about major changes is the idea of actually getting what you want, and then when you get it, realizing you deserve it. Because it seems like in some ways you don't feel like, from past experiences you've had before, the idea of not being worthy of love seems to be something that you're not really sure about.
Wow.
So how do you feel about that?
How I feel about that? I think that's about,
So the idea of having someone in your life would be a thing would be good for you, right?
It would be good. That's always a positive, a plus, if it can be good.
Well, I think it's got to be very good.
Well, I think that's the thing, too, about the idea of a major change is the idea of perception. Because listening to your voice, kind of a hesitance there that if it will be, you know, it's like if it will be good.
Well, you know, I've had love before, and people say they love you, but do they really know what that is, what that means? You know, it's a big thing. And it's you know, it's a huge commitment, and I don't take it lightly. So I'm old fashioned.
Okay.
It's a serious thing. Relationships are a serious situation. And I want to enjoy them. I don't want any, I want to be able to work through any differences in those relationships. But, you know. I am planning a move, a big move, to a whole nother country. So that's what I'm trying to see what's ahead for me.
Okay. It's just, yeah, do you move to another country and that kind of stuff, so you're kind of wondering about this relationship?
Say again?
You say you're moving to another country. When's that happening?
In a few months.
No, I was just wondering if you was actually curious about the relationship itself and when it would happen.
You see it happening before I leave this country?
No.
Okay.
Well, you're leaving before August.
Say again.
She said she was leaving before
August. My impression is you're leaving before August.
I'm leaving before August.
Aren't you?
I'm planning to leave in August.
But it seems like the relationship itself is something that's kind of going to happen after August. It was like one of the things that
you get the impression it could actually be happening during your trip.
Wow. I guess since you're picking it up, it's probably a significant relationship. Is it like a...
Yes, permanent.
It's permanent. I was just going to say, is it a mutual self-development relationship or is it a slight partner-type relationship? You say it's permanent. Wow.
That would be that's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
The life partner.
Yeah, I would say the same thing too, something permanent, long term. So you had a significant meeting, and then from there on, you see, it's up to you guys. But you definitely see it as something as worth pursuing it to the fullest. So don't question it, how it happens, when it happens. Just embrace it because it is happening. So many people have a tendency to put too much emphasis on the idea, okay, it happened here, should we really do this or not? The idea of what you're looking for, more likely is on the threshold of having that. So open up to receive. Okay?
Okay. That was a lot. I wasn't expecting that. I appreciate it. I just wanted to kind of see how my mood would go. And my desire.
Very well.
Very well. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be quite a smooth move.
Oh, yeah. It's just, I don't get in. It's the idea of not letting yourself get in the way of the whole thing by worrying or, putting too much expectations on it. Just let it unfold naturally.
That's what I would like it to do.
Okay.
Yeah, it will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you guys have a great night. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
And you too.
And give us a call and give us an update on how things go, okay?
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. We'll briefly give out the information and say, okay, let's give a little shout to our sponsor, Richard Palenga, who actually has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. It's natural, it's spiritual. They're great products, body washes, body mists, that kind of thing. So go check it out, DivineBodyWash.com. And for our listeners, Richard says if you donate $25 to the show, he will give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he will also give you a bottle of body mist to go with it. So check it out. If you're looking for a really experience with meditation, try HemiSync CDs. It's great. They're fantastic. It's a different kind of technology that actually, and it helps both hemispheres of the brain to work together, which gives you intense concentration and focus. So go check them out at www.hemi-sync.com. Also, if you're looking for some subliminal CDs that actually do work, give you some insights to that and all the things that go with that too, then check out a company called BrainSync. That's www.brainsync.com. They both have MP3 downloads, so you can actually download the meditations and actually use them the same day you get them. Or you get the CDs. They have some good specials going on. And if you buy 3 CDs, you get one free. I think both companies are actually offering that one tonight too. So go check them out. That's BrainSync, www.brainsync.com, or go to HemiSync, which is www.hemi, that's HEMI-SYNC.com. They have some great CDs. They also have some DVDs, too, that you can work with, great chakra meditations, clearing, and all kinds of things that go with it. Sleepboard, I think they have things for if you can't sleep. They have things for us if you sleep too much. They also have things if you're, for people we've been seeing this a lot of, with the idea of sex addictions and also low sex drive. They have some CDs for those too. So they got CDs for about anything you can think of. And one thing about the BrainSync company, they actually have with the subliminal CDs. And so most cases, like for the one, The Secret to Attracting Love, Wealth, positive thinking, most of the times they actually give you a list of the affirmations that are being played on the CDs themselves over and over again. So you can actually intensify the situation by actually reciting those affirmations as you're hearing them with the CD. So try that out. And if you want to cut your phone bill in half, or maybe even 75 to 95%, go to Straight Talk, www.straighttalk.com. They got great phones, great plans. You can definitely take your phone, like mine, it was like $200 a month, down to $45 a month. That's a great drastic change, and plus it's unlimited. When they say unlimited, they mean there's no hidden agenda, just unlimited everything. So go check it out, www.straighttalk.com. And yes, also the situation, we give a call in here, get a reading, give us a call at 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. Also, I do private readings too, so if you want to give me a call for a private reading, call 740-500-8863 or call 740-601-9835 or contact me through Skype at donald.reed8, all in small letters, or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We have some great specials going on, so call us for all the details. If you go onto the website and see the prices for people who call the show, there's actually discounts and specials and that kind of thing. So you definitely give us a call and we'll give you the lowdown. Like, for example, $75 for a 75-minute reading. And that's $1 a minute. Also, we do group readings, parties. We do readings on Skype on one-on-one parties and group readings too. And we also have a 90-minute session that you can use too for life coaching and relationship counseling and card readings. And they're all $75 this month. And we also have a block of time where you get 5 45-minute sessions for only $100. So give us a call at 740-500-8863, and we'd love to sit down and talk with you and actually sit down and do a reading, because I guarantee if you get a reading with me, it'd be the best reading you've ever had. So also, April, you do readings too, so give us the information, please.
You can reach me for readings on my website, which is www.aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com, or you can use my cell phone number, which is 919-600-1904. Also, Skype is cool because then we can see each other face-to-face. My screen name is UltraViolet0007.
Well, thank you, April. Also, Dee, give them information so they can actually contact you for your readings and your fantastic jewelry.
Okay. Excuse me. Contact me at 207-374-5072. Excuse me. Or email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. For an email reading, I suggest a donation of $20. For an hour's reading over the phone, I suggest $60. However, I can do longer readings, shorter readings, and we can work that all out. Work within your budget. I take PayPal. If you contact me, I'll try to get back to you within 24 to 48 hours, and we'll take it from there. If you're interested in some jewelry, email me until I get everything set up on Facebook, and I can send you some pictures to give you an idea of what I do. I work with good stone beads, anything from turquoise to amethyst, moss agate, freshwater pearls, Picasso jasper, all kinds of beads, and I use sterling silver pendants sometimes or stone pendants. I also use Hill Tribes silver, which is handmade by the Hill Tribes people in Thailand, which is absolutely gorgeous. So contact me, and we'll work out pricing, and we'll work out the length you want, you know, what you're interested in. And also, if you're interested in some chakra jewelry, I'm going to be working on that. So just give me a shout, and we'll see what we can do, and I take PayPal for that as well.
All right, great. Let's go back and take some calls. We have some extra. We have some newer callers in the queue right now. So let's go to area code. Actually, it must be a private number or Skype. It's 1111111.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, I'm fine.
You okay?
I just had a question. I don't know if I heard you say you were pulling cards or dead cards.
Depends on the person, that kind of stuff. Actually, right now we're just answering questions.
Oh, okay. I had a pretty rough year last year and the year before last. This year is getting a little bit better, and I'm kind of like the last call. I just want to know, you know, what's on the horizon also for me. Anything that, you know, that's good. Positive.
Now, you've had a lot of ups and downs, and it's really been rocky for you, but I see things sort of leveling out, smooth, you know, the way getting a lot smoother. June comes to mind, somewhere in there maybe, when things really start to get, I mean, I think right now things are beginning, you know, they're getting better, but I think by June you're really going to see a lot smoother sailing, so to speak. Things are just going to start to.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that last thing you said.
Excuse me. I said that I see the things are getting better already. You know, they're smoothing out, but by June, somewhere in there, I see that things are going to get a lot smoother. It's going to be a lot, they say, smoother sailing.
Mm-hmm.
You've had so many ups and so many downs. Everything's been bumpy and rocky, and it's like you've been through the storm, and now the sun's beginning to shine. It's gonna start to get really bright.
Wow.
I see good. There are a lot of good things that are gonna happen for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, if you're not in a relationship, I think you're gonna be finding one.
Oh, okay. And my finances, I just moved to a new place, and I'm not working right now, and I just wanted to know if I would be able to keep up with my bills and stuff. I've kind of been moving a lot from place to place to place, and I just want to stay in the same spot right now, and I, you know, want to know if I'll be able to afford my bills and
mm-hmm.
and kind of stay stable this year.
I see things stabling, getting stable for you.
Mm-hmm.
I see you look. I get the impression that you're actively looking for employment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think within the next month or two, I think there's going to be something that's going to pop up that's going to be just exactly what you're looking for.
Oh, okay. Something
that will help you, you know, help you pay the bills and keep your head above water.
Yeah, you're finding a place in about 2 weeks. I mean, finding a job in 2 weeks.
Really? Wow. Yeah, I have a pretty good landlord. He's pretty nice, but I don't know how far he would work with me in terms of the rent.
I think as long as you're open with him about things, you know, keep it all on an honest level, he'll be very reasonable.
Okay, there is I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's a program that helps I guess single parents, or it helps, it's like a rental assistance program, and I just
Section 8.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. I mean, I don't mean to be so open about it, but it would sure help me a lot. But my worry is I had owed some money to another program, not the same one, but almost like it. But it's like the same thing, and so. They sent me paperwork, and I'm wondering if they would overlook that, because right now I can't afford to pay it back. The program says if, you know, I'd have to pay it back before I could even be a part of the program.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I'm you know, trying to stay positive about maybe, you know, my angels will work things out with me where I can be a part of the program and not have to reapply over again, and 'cause that would help a lot in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My current situation is, you know, not employed at all. So I guess my question is, do you see things working out with that, with the program, me being accepted?
I want to say yes.
Yeah, I see it working out too. I see it's like one of those things working, doing the thing, paying off, and actually still being able to get what you want with the help that you need.
And at school, I'm thinking about re-enrolling back in school for maybe like cosmetology or something like that, the fall semester. That would be in August. And it's kind of hard because I don't have transportation right now. So I'm so hoping that I'll be able to do that and finish with ease.
I get the impression... kind of crazy myself. I get the impression of things come off as easier than you think.
Wow. Okay. That's a good thing.
I see the using the word, it could be hard because of the transportation thing, but I just get the impression it would not be that hard. It's just the idea of affirming and going and doing it.
Right. And you see me being good at that? Because it's kind of what my mom used to do. She was really good at it. And you have to have that gift to be able to create something with your hands. And make people beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I think I have one of those talents.
Yes.
It's kind of a way to just earn some, you know, earn some money. I can own my own business or do it at home, you know.
You tell about the cosmetology?
Mm-hmm.
Same, so it's probably like something you develop for at home.
I'm sorry.
I said I get the impression of developing it for more home.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was going to try and, before I even started school, try and learn, you know, some things that would be helpful and build a clientele.
Well, is your intuition your guide? I do what they think as soon as possible. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you both so much. And you don't mind.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, no problem. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Give us a call, big, give us an update on how things go with you, okay?
Okay, I sure will.
All righty. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye bye. Let's go on to our next caller. That would be area code 561. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Hi there.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm great.
I want to
If you could speak up a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I had to unspeak. I wanted to see, I broke up with my boyfriend about a week ago, although now he still keeps calling me. I want to see what you see about this relationship for us, and do you see any work coming up for me?
Oh, so you broke up with your boyfriend?
Yeah, about a week or two ago, and he still continues to call me, and he called me over last weekend, and I said, you're either with me or you're not, you know, so I haven't heard from him today, but he called me yesterday, and he acted like he wanted to get back with me, and I want to see what you see about this. What is going on with this guy?
So you broke up with him, right?
Well, actually, it was mutual. We just decided to break up, and I don't know. He's like up and down. One minute I feel like he wants to be at me, the next minute I don't. We were having some communication issues, and now it seems like, you know, because I told him I was talking to somebody. Now it seems like since he thinks I'm interested in someone else, and all of a sudden he wants to get back with me. So I want to see if you think my instincts are correct or what's going on with this guy.
Mm-hmm. I get the impression that your instincts just are on the money and you should keep moving on. And with the calls and conversation, you should, if he still continues to call, I would answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best thing to do in a situation like this when you're sitting there saying, okay, it's done, it's over with, to move on. Because it seems like there's an agenda here, almost like the idea of a challenge, but not really looking at the situation as something he really wants to get back with you because of how he feels about you. I just get the impression that something of control, where it's like he's been told that you didn't want to have this,
mm-hmm.
So it's almost like he's got to prove it.
Well, he doesn't want anyone else to have me, and he doesn't want me.
Pretty much.
Oh my God.
I just get the impression you should keep moving on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you see him calling me or contacting me or anything? I mean,
Oh, he's not finished yet, I don't think.
I mean, what does he want from me?
But you need to stand firm and just, enough is enough.
He's like,
you know what
freaking,
you want?
He's like a salesman. And the one thing he wants to hear is you say yes. That's all he wants to hear. And every time you answer that phone and pick it up and talk to him, you're opening the door. So that's what I'm saying, is you should stop answering the phone.
I mean, I told him.
Because it gives him hope.
I told him I'm not up for any booty calls because he was calling me at 10:30 last weekend and I didn't answer the phone. I told him, I said, I'm not going there. You're either with me or you're not. So,
mm-hmm.
And then I said, I just wanted to see, I mean, I told him I was seeing somebody else, and then all of a sudden, it seemed like he was perking up and saying all these things to try and get back with me. And then I was like, and I didn't hear from him, so I'm like, well, what is this guy, what does he think I am, waiting for him on the sidelines?
Mm-hmm.
Always want what you can't have.
So you think he just wants me back because he thinks someone else has me?
Yeah, but the one thing I see the most is to focus on what you want and keep moving forward. And just, you know, the more you feed into what you think he wants or why is he calling and that kind of stuff, it's taking your attention away from where you should be focusing on is what's going forward and being with somebody else. Because you feel like that if you do that, you're sabotaged completely. I should be with somebody by June.
Do you think he's going to leave me alone? I mean, I don't answer the phone. You going to go away?
Yes, he's going to go away. And I think if as soon as you stop answering the phone calls and stop communicating with him at all, not don't give him any kind of input or anything, I think he'll disappear quicker too as well. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Mm-hmm.
Does anyone else see anything?
What's that?
I'm agreeing. I agree with what Donnie just said. No contact with him. Ignore his phone calls. Anything else from him, and he'll get the hint of it. You know, he'll fade into the background. Because every time you answer the phone or have anything to do with him, it gives him that. He gets a thrill out of it, and it gives him a little bit of hope for something. It just makes him feel good. Aha, see, she's paying attention to me. She didn't really mean it, or whatever it happened, you know, whatever goes through his head. But if you ignore him, he's going to get the hint, and he's just going to decide, well, this is worthless. Because he wants a response, and when he's not getting one, he's going to be like, you know, the little kid that sulks and picks up their toys and says, I'm going home.
Right.
See how long before you think he'll stop calling?
2 or 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah, I give about 2 weeks.
Yeah, somewhere in there, because he's, like Donnie said, he just, you know, he'll go away quicker once you just focus on going forward and forget him.
Yeah, I got too much on my plate here. I got to focus on myself, and I wasn't focusing on myself when I was with him.
Now it's time to focus on yourself and the things that you want, because somebody will come into your life who will treat you the way you deserve to be treated, want to be treated, need to be treated.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy won't play games with you.
No, I don't want any more games. I had enough. I mean, a short amount of time, I knew this guy.
No, you won't. No, I see the next one that's coming along is not a game player. He's a, I'll call him a straight shooter. He calls it exactly like it is. When he says something, he means it. If he tells you he's going to be there to pick you up at 7:30, he's going to be there at 7:30. And if he's going to be late, he'll let you know he's going to be late because he's going to be considerate. It isn't going to be just about him. It's going to be about the two of you.
No,
he's going to care about what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not just, you know, he's not going to be selfish.
Oh, that guy was so selfish.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's, I mean, do you see any work coming up for me? I've been looking for a job.
For a job? There's something, I would say it's something on the horizon.
Yeah, I get something coming in about 2 weeks. Seems to be following the term of actually clerical work.
I mean, I take anything. I mean, I even apply to Home Depot because I just I can't take much more of it. I mean, I've been looking for a job, been looking, and
there's something coming.
Something.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming right up.
Yeah, 3 jobs, 2 weeks, choices. Okay.
Three jobs.
You have choices. You said you applied at Home Depot. I think one of them might, just very possibly, Home Depot.
Really? The only thing I didn't think Home Depot would be good because you have to stay on your feet 8 hours. I don't know if I could do that. I have a problem with my back and legs. So. But I would take it.
Well, since you're going to have choices, you won't necessarily, you won't have to take that one. It'll be your choice.
Oh, that's good. Cause, I mean, I just applied because I heard that.
Yeah, you
got
a couple things coming up.
All right, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Give us a call back and tell how things are going, okay? Thank you. Have a good night. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
I think she's gone.
No, she's still, something's still lingering.
No.
It's a delayed action. Chasing snakes. That'll drive you nuts, won't it? All right. Let's go on to our next caller. That is actually area code 402. Welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name?
I'm doing well. Dawn.
You're doing good? What did you say your name was?
Dawn.
Dawn?
Yes, Dawn.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't
like
hear you
the
first one.
Up in the morning, Dawn.
Okay, how can we help you tonight?
Just anything that you have would be great.
You want to get some... Say it one more time.
I'm wide open. Whatever you got.
Whatever we get, she wants.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. Let's see, look at the situation.
Yeah, right. My brain's gone off.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just doing its own little weirdness, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like some really high energy. So, Don, are you in a relationship right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. See, we got things going on. It seems like there's some things about relationship, money, career. The only thing I keep getting the most is the idea of some personal space of your own. Does that
yeah,
make sense?
It's pretty ideal. Yeah, it's real ideal.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can tell you're feeling pretty happy with what you got.
Yeah, I'm pretty blessed.
Yeah, I'd
so
say you are.
So you're married,
funny.
Correct?
It's kind of funny. I'm not married.
You're just, okay, but you're living with someone, right? I see a man around you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, just, you know, the ideal, I guess the ideal look at the situation is going, okay, you guys are living together. That's what I was looking at mostly.
Yeah, we're in relationship. We're together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like one of those things of looking at things like when you're living together and that kind of stuff, the ideal will be picked up as marriage because of the way you guys act with each other. I think there's even been a couple of comments about that, how you do act with each other where people say you act like you're married.
Yeah, we're in a committed relationship. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. You most likely want to ask the question, who's the one who's got the most phobia about getting married?
What define marriage?
Well, it's like this. The idea of
that's what I do, piece of paper?
Yeah. I mean, that's not marriage to me. I think it's just to finalize the whole thing. But I'm just saying the ideal, it seems like someone has to, so I keep getting him as being scared of actually going through the ceremony itself, the ideal, scared of ruining something.
No, there's nothing like that. No, that's fine. I'm satisfied with the way things are. I'm good there.
Okay. I'm just saying with the situation of a person who doesn't want to go there, I would
that's fine. No, you're correct. We are not legally married with the certificate and the ceremony. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
But we are very committed. I've seen a lot of people married that were not committed. In fact, most of my single life, I've seen most people not committed that were married.
Right.
I feel more than married people right now.
Right. Well, you do see, you know, the one thing you get the most about your situation is that, I keep getting the impression more money in June. I wanted to say August, but August didn't come up. It was June. It came up real quick.
Yeah.
And I almost get the impression of you guys taking a trip in September. Hello?
Yes. Yeah, I'm listening. I'm absorbing.
Okay.
Do you have any direction for me personally without the involvement of me being connected to another person? Do you have any direction for me as far as, I want to say this. Well, you have journeyman. Let's just say my life's journey. Where is it going to take me? I'm going to really pull on you.
Let's see.
I definitely have desires, but I want to know what it is that I'm going to do.
What are you going to do? See, the one thing I feared the most was the idea of this divine, the way it came to me is finding space for yourself. And the idea of you're committed to someone, but always, it's like you keep getting this thing, always find time for yourself.
I have to. I got to be able to hear and see. You get me?
Right.
I got to be able to hear and see. It's important that I hear and see. There's a dilemma. I need some answers on my dilemma in that area. I need to know, you know, there's money and then there's the gift. And there's a lot of people out there that need that gift, but then there's bills, and you got to pay for things, and I need to know that dilemma. I need to know what the answer is there, and when I'm going to know it, or if I'm going to still struggle for a while with this.
Well, I get the impression that the summertime is the idea of a complete wakening up on the whole thing. Now you're talking about this gift that you have as the ideal, and the thing I keep getting the most is the idea of being more of a connecting with people and spirits and stuff like that.
I'm open. I'm pretty open. It's kind of hard to put me in a category. I'm not real big on labels. But I just know that there's something that needs to be given out. But then you have, in this world, you have bills to pay, and you have these job categories. The trouble that I have with that is to give all my time to a job category, and the other thing dies. And I feel like my sole reason for being here is that other, not the job thing. Not the bill paying. I need to know if I'm going to get freed up completely from this to be able to give that other thing that I'm here for.
I get the impression, yes, you will. See, I do. A lot of people struggle with that one itself. Because that's the biggest thing I was dealing with for a long time with my mom. Always sitting there trying to tell me to, a job is important, paying your bills are important. I'm always emphasizing on those things, and I just felt like there was a different way to go because working a job never worked for me. And now,
I've worked all my life. I've always worked. I've never known anything but work and paying bills and having doing that, you know.
I understand what you're saying. It's just the idea of changing
dilemma.
Your perception. Okay.
Yeah, I'm in a dilemma. When will I get freed up from this dilemma? When am I going to graduate from this thing? Because I already know I'm in that journey right now. And it's like I'm wrestling with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to know when it's going to end. When will I be free from this finally? When can I break free? I'm not asking to not have money. I'm not asking for that. When am I going to be able to see how this thing works? You know, how you can have money and give your gift to. And I don't care about money. It's just that it's a necessary thing. I mean, I'd give it all away. I'm just one of those people. I just want to give and give and get more so I can give more. That's all I've ever wanted to do. I just want to know when I'm going to be free to be able to just do this.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I am right now. Maybe I just don't. I just need to just let it go. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just want some answers. But I guess I just have to wait for those answers.
Okay. The thing I get is, like I said before, things unfolding this summer, and I see the thing about God and the angels are helping you to increase your faith, which is the magic ingredient to divine manifestation, which is the ideal manifesting exactly what you're talking about. Because it's kind of hard to answer the question because you're saying, when am I going to finally be done and work through the whole thing? And it's, the key word is journey. It's a journey that never ends. It's just progression going forward, letting go certain perceptions and stuff. It's the idea of giving is good, but there has to be an equal balance between giving and receiving.
Okay, you gave me that word I was looking for you to give me, that balance. I was waiting for you to say that word. I was waiting for you. So it's just the same answer I already know.
Yes. It's just that a lot of people have a tendency to realize that things have a tendency to cut their prosperity off because they think one or the other is the more important, not realizing they're both important. And also the things you're talking about. Go ahead. See, that's the big thing about the whole thing. It's perception. It's perception, perception, perception. Because you keep saying, there are certain things you keep saying over and over again. It's the idea of once you're going to end, which is not. It's the idea of being... It's the idea of coming of it. Like we were talking about before, giving and receiving, they're equally important, need balance. But also the idea of being and doing. You know, there's a time to do and there's a time just to be. And that's the things I think you're struggling with too. And with the money situation being a situation of being the thing of the past, it will be as soon as you look at it for what it is. It's like looking at things in a spiritual way. Because like you said, you worked your whole life. Working your whole life is one of those things. But a lot of people think that they have to do, and it's kind of hard to break that perception because you've done it for so long, but it's not impossible either. And the idea of taking the word can't and just words like that, try, and then eliminate those from your vocabulary and just look at the situation for what it is, because like you have some strong gifts, it's the idea of giving time to those gifts no matter what. That's what I was talking about before, about taking time for yourself, finding about 15 or 20 minutes in the mornings, and even at night, and just sit there and focus on the gift itself. Sometimes, I'm just saying, when you do that, then you have an unfolding of where certain opportunities come to you to actually do that. Because I've seen a lot of people who actually embrace their gifts still make money, still attract money. That's the thing. They attract more money to them than they ever have because they were so busy chasing after it. And they realized that they never realized the opportunities that were coming to them in the process of their gifts and that kind of thing, too. It's the same thing with people who give all the time. See, they don't realize in the process of giving that someone's going to be given back to them. And if you're not open to receive it, you're cutting off that.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And you're just confirming everything I already know. I feel like I should knock myself in the head right now. Is there going to be any traveling? While I'm asking questions, I might as well ask you that. Why travel?
I get the impression of traveling in September.
But, I mean, as far as the gift, why travel concerning
yes.
that?
And that's why it comes to me, is you'll be traveling quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
But you'll be like my friends. My friends have a tendency to go on these spiritual retreats and stuff. And sometimes they don't know how it's going to happen because they don't have the money to do it. But they just open themselves up to receive it. And next thing you know, opportunities fall in their lap where everything falls into place. And then they're traveling. My friend just got back from Europe. And a week before she left, she didn't know she was even going and didn't have the money to go anywhere. Not even down to the local store. Next thing you know, she had everything and anything and she just got back.
So there will be provision then.
There will be provision. Mm-hmm.
And it may not come by my own hand. I'm learning, aren't I? I'm learning not to do it by my own hand. That's what I'm learning. I knew that.
It's the ideal co-creation. Yeah, co-creation, the co-creator with you. Mm-hmm.
It's like
let
I called
it,
you up
go.
And I talked to myself, and you and myself talked back to me.
Yeah, it's like opening up and saying, I open to receive, but also have to let go to allow it to happen.
Sometimes you have to go inside the Grand Canyon and yell at yourself, and yourself will yell back at you and tell you the same thing you already know. That's what I just did here.
Yes, it's a great thing. It's a great thing about
isn't
reading.
Isn't that funny? It's kind
yeah,
of funny, isn't it?
Yeah, the advice you give.
Yep.
You will get back in return.
When there's always peace, I mean, if you allow it, and I know that I have it. I have peace.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to, like you said, turn off that other stuff. You just got to talk different and hear the things I know to hear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the truth, and that's always a good thing.
Right.
That sure is.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose you better help somebody that really, really needs it.
Right.
And I'll free you guys up so you can help some people in distress.
Well, thank you.
And,
thank you for
I'll
calling.
Continue this journey. Yeah, thank you. It was a pleasure. And God bless you both.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
What the heck was that?
And beep to you, too.
You beeped.
Who beeped?
You heard me. You turned me on. You beeped.
Oh, okay.
Donnie.
Mary Lou.
But this is a psychic show. This is not Turn on the Client show.
No, I was sitting there looking at
I've
something.
Noticed the new thing with BTR is if you beep, that means you turned on my mic. So I should watch what I say.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, I was actually looking at the other lady's. Because it said she left the queue, but she was still in there. So I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. Anyway, so what's your name?
Mary Lou. Who?
Okay. You never
Mary
know.
Lou
I work on a random. I work on a random, and I've seen people come in there. Like one girl came in, and she was Vicky's not 24. Well, her name wasn't Vicky. It was actually Diane, I think. Or it was. It was totally, totally different than what she wrote in there. I was kind of curious why she even came up with that one. So how can we help you today?
I would just love a message from Spirit. And I talked to you a long, long, long time ago. I told you I was from Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Columbus, Ohio. Which
so
I have moved.
I would
I've
love.
Moved since then.
I would love a message from Spirit.
Okay. Let me ask something here, too. There's a simple message. Hold up. Okay, this is what comes to me. The thing I should pull out real quickly was God and angels are helping you to increase your faith, which is the magical ingredient, divine manifestation. God and angels and ascended masters all rally around you, giving you extra love and support right now. The one I keep picking too is the ideal. When I sit here and see the support card, it's the ideal of the planet Earth, and it shows all the angels and guides and the spirit guides and that stuff around you, around the planet itself, and their hands are held out, and you can see the energy on their hands, which means great healing, but it also shows that you are a very strong healer yourself with the words you speak. So call upon the ascended masters and the angels, God and the angels and the ascended masters, call upon them to help you with your current situation, with things that you're having trouble with yourself too, and follow any guidance you receive, as it is the answers to your prayers, because it's like things are prompting you, like you have like the idea of being clairvoyant, clairsentient, pictures and feelings.
Uh huh.
Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the idea of paying attention very closely to how things are going and how they feel. There's a lot of promptings. You've made God and the angels the center of your consciousness, which has brought you peace and everything you could desire, ask them for help with whatever you like. You know, you heard the term, you have not because you asked not?
I asked, I think.
Is there anything that you hesitate on asking for? I've heard this before. I would ask the angels for help, but they got someone else better they can help right now because, you know, I'm fine. I'm sort of going, snap out of it. And angels are multidimensional, which means they can be anywhere and everywhere. I mean, it's been situations people said, okay, I would call Archangel Michael, but he's probably busy with somebody else. Where it's the ideal, he's sitting there going, okay, what you're doing is you're not being totally honest with yourself with the ideal, the guidance that you're asking for. You want to ask for guidance, but in some ways you don't want to be diverted from where you're at right now, even though you should be. So the situation with you is just the ideal opening up. Like you said before, I'm asking for everything, I think. So even with the word saying, I think, you're still having that hesitation. Do I ask for everything? I mean, think about it. When you go to the grocery store, do you sit there and say, okay, I'm trying to make a choice between the bread and the mayonnaise or a bag of donuts and a really good meal? And you make the decision yourself. There's something to go, you can ask us for anything at any time. As simple as that. You know, I'm having a tough time. I won't eat the donuts, but I should get the salad. And then it's like to ask, and you'll hear the little voice prompting you going, you had it right the first time. Salad, you know it. It's the idea of keeping yourself on that path of what you know is really best for you, but not allowing your ego to kick in and go, no, the donuts won't hurt you. No, I'm going to eat one, and another one, and another one. And the next thing you know, you're laying on the freaking bed going, oh, I should have listened. Not just to the angels, but you should have listened to yourself, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that's the one thing I would get too, is a message that says, okay, there's nothing wrong with reexamining things that you think you're doing right just to make sure. Or when someone comes to you and say, hey, you're too sensitive. There's nothing wrong with taking the time to sit down and go, am I too sensitive? Because therefore you have the answers. So if the person comes back and does it again and you've examined it and you know you're not, you have a clear answer to come back with. If you did and you weren't being sensitive, you're more likely you'll find out why. I used to hear the same thing all the time. You're too sensitive. Then I found out later on that the reason they were saying I was too sensitive because that was their way of pushing me away because I was too sensitive. I'm psychic and I was picking up on them and they were scared I was going to see them for who they was. So they started coming up with negative comments to push me away.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the idea of trusting yourself and instead of going, okay, there's something up here, and then trusting that and following through with it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because you almost get the impression it's time to weed out the bad friends and favor the good ones.
Yes, indeed.
So I just want you to sit there and understand what the situation is. You know, it's people make themselves very clear. It's just the ideal for us to go back over and go, I knew that, but I was giving them the benefit of the doubt. Now you know for a fact, so therefore it's time to go. It's like acquiring friends in your most vulnerable time when you have fears and insecurities. Not realize we have a tendency to attract friends to embrace those things or because of the fear itself. And then once we accomplish that, those are the ones that come back to us and say, well, never, you know, they keep reaffirming those fears again. It's a pure sign of saying, okay, I dealt with those. Why is this person still talking about those things? Because that friend was acquired at that time that you were dealing with it, or you realized you had that fear.
Right.
So take into consideration and go, okay, what's up with that? Don't ask yourself. It's like sometimes it's just you got a feeling within yourself. It goes, okay, I need to just separate myself from that person. Sometimes you really don't even know why. It's the idea of trust the guidance. And then when you follow through with it, then you understand why. Okay?
Yeah. So you think I should separate myself from someone?
I get the impression at least two people.
Hmm.
He's coming up very strongly to meet you, and it says two people, a male and a female.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I keep getting... Sometimes you get these weird messages. Like, I keep getting the guy as a reference to Frankfurter.
Hmm.
Like he's a wiener.
What does that mean?
He's a wiener. I mean, I don't know. To me, it just... how would I describe that? It's...
Weak?
Well, not really weak. It's just... He has a tendency to play on your weaknesses.
It's 12:30.
Okay.
What the heck was that?
That was my clock on my computer. It tells the time.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, it's no, we're getting polarized. So freaking. No, we've already had some EPs.
No, that was definitely me.
We had one last, what was it? We had not one too long ago, I think. And then last year we had one. We were sitting there talking when Susan was on the show, who was on the show tonight. And we were sitting there talking. Also, we started hearing this growling noise that came through the mics on everybody else because we had one of the midnight shows where everybody's mic was open. So I started eliminating the mics. I started eliminating all the mics. And the next thing I know, it was just me and Susan talking. And we could still hear the growling noise. And then I eliminated Susan, and there was still a growling noise. So we had some kind of spirit that was trying to make itself known, which I think Susan had actually kind of brought into the show too. But we've had those from time to time. So when we start hearing strange voices, we get kind of leery.
We'll always hear my computer tell the time on the hour and a half hour.
Okay.
The only way to shut them up is to turn off the sound, and then I won't be able to hear you.
No problem. I'm just saying with the situation, the two people that we're talking about, they keep saying that if you sit back and take a look, you'll know exactly who they are.
Yes.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, that's all I have for you. But I'd love for you to give us a call back and tell us how things are. And like you did, you know, just check in from time to time. And
all right. That sounds great. Thank you very much.
I really thank you for calling in, too.
All right. Good night.
All righty. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye. I started looking at that thing going, All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here, too. I got to run to the store real quick. And as always, guys, thanks for being here. Thanks, Dee. We'll see you tomorrow night. Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, April.
Good night, Dee.
And I was just going to say goodbye to everybody else on the show, too, and everybody out there who's listening to us in the queue. If you want to give us a call, then please do so. Give me a call for a private reading at 740-500-8863. And you could also give April a call at 919-600-1904. And you can also call Dee for her readings, too, at 207-374-5072. And we'll see you all tomorrow night at 9 p.m., so be there. It's Mountain Time. And we always,
be
like
there,
we always
be square.
Yeah, like we always say every show, may God and angels bless you every minute of every day, and give love where love is given. And we'll see you all later. Bye.
Bye.